It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Until you visit, it's hard to sense just how deeply many Pakistanis resent U.S. drone strikes in their territory, even though those strikes are intended to target militants. An attack last week reportedly killed at least 40 people. Some were militants, but most are described as tribal elders. Pakistan's government and its military responded with a rare rebuke of the United States, and some tribal elders have declared what they call a jihad on the U.S. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad.
Demonstrations erupted across the country one day after the drone attack that killed dozens at what Pakistan now says was a peaceful meeting to settle a mining dispute. The friend of America is our traitor, shout these demonstrators in Islamabad, an apparent reference to their own government that has publicly deplored the attacks while secretly approving them. The drone attack in question occurred just 24 hours after Pakistan's courts freed jailed CIA contractor Raymond Davis, following the payment of $2 million in blood money to the families of the two men Davis killed. Many Pakistanis were deeply frustrated by Davis's release and viewed the drone attack a day later as salt poured on wounds and evidence of U.S. disdain. A growing number has the sense that the U.S. is taking them for granted. Imran Khan, former cricket player turned politician, appealed to that sentiment in the large rally in Islamabad. If we want to live like human beings, then we have to fight for our rights and speak for those innocent people who are killed daily, Khan says. Unless we protest the killing of a Pakistani, unless we confront injustice, nobody will respect us, he says. The U.S. has been conducting a covert program using unmanned drones to target militants in Pakistan since 2004. According to the Long War Journal, an authoritative website, the large majority of the 2,000 killed since 2006 were from the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and affiliated groups. That's scant comfort for Resham Khan. We found him at a hospital in Islamabad, a shepherd from North Waziristan, a region of mountains and neglect. Khan is now a psychiatric patient, suffering extreme depression. He can barely mumble his name. Resham's brother Malakat sits on the bed beside him and says his brother's decline began with a drone strike last summer.
Resham Khan was 2 miles away.
Resham was 2 miles from the strike, but his two cousins were killed. Not long afterwards, he says, Resham became incoherent. By October, he stopped talking, he stopped eating. Malakat says his devout brother even stopped praying. A doctor who practiced in North Waziristan said that 70% to 80% of patients came to him not with physical maladies, but depression and anxiety. There are shootings, curfews, and uncertainty because of the Taliban and the drones, he says. The doctor who asked not to be identified says there is collective depression. Rahimullah Wazir, a shopkeeper, lives in Miram Shah, the main city of North Waziristan, a no-go zone for Western journalists. We reached him by phone. The mere sound of drones creates panic, Wazir says. People can't sleep. The rich with property and businesses have left. They fear being suspected as informants for the U.S., Wazir says, and adds, hundreds have been executed as spies. Their bodies lay unclaimed in the streets for days. Resident Rahimullah Wazir says, if anyone thinks that people here are happy over the drone strikes, they are foolish. In fact, he says, the drones are fomenting hatred against the government and turning the people against America. We are killed by drones, he says, and then labeled as terrorists. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.